Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, the necessary end, will come when it will come.
Hello and welcome back to the Historics with Cece. I am your host, Chioma Okorafor. This is a podcast where we bring you true, interesting, historical and factual stories that happened way back in the past. Some of these stories are well known and are very popular, like you actually know them, while some might be totally new to you. That means you don't know and you should totally get to know them. On today's episode, we are going to take a break from the Julius Caesar saga and we're going to do something a little different from the norm. For about the past 2,500 years, thereabout, we have had philosophers, we've had sages, we've had deep thinkers, wise people, try to help us guide and understand our behaviors. You know, it's easy to know how a person thinks or how he reasons by the words he or she or they say. So a lot of the historical figures, both the highly educated ones to the averagely educated ones, and to even the uneducated ones, they were very, very wise people. They gleaned their wisdom and their knowledge from their surroundings, you know, things that happened to them and things that happened around them. The amazing thing here is that these words that were spoken by these sages and wise people are actually still applicable to our everyday modern life, just as it was all those years ago. In Africa here, our elders use a lot of quotes and proverbs and adages. In Nigeria, you hear an adage like, "What an elder sees sitting down, a young man can never see standing on a three-story building." That simply means an elder or an older person understands and perceives things better than somebody from the younger generation. Of course, this is not always true, but more often than not is the case, because this older generation, the older people, they've lived long enough to learn from situations around them, to learn from things that have happened to them and to other people, learned a lot from experience, and they have gathered all that experience and put it into wise words. So today, we're going to have a compilation of some of the finest words of wisdom from ancient times and from the ancient people, ancient philosophers, ancient sages. We're going to start with the first person, Socrates. 10 wise quotes from Socrates. Socrates was also known as the father of Western philosophy. He was a Greek philosopher who was born between 469 to 470 BC and died in 399 BC. Socrates said, "Nature has given us two ears, two eyes, but one tongue, to the end that we should hear and see more than we speak." "Be slow to fall into friendship, but when thou art in, continue firm and constant." "The fear that, my friend, is only to think ourselves wise without being wise, for it is to think that we know what we do not know. For anything that man can tell, death may be the greatest good that can happen to them. Give me beauty in the inward soul. May the outward and the inward man be one. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Remember, no human condition is ever permanent. Then you will not be overjoyed in good fortune, nor too scornful in misfortune. Smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people from their experiences. Stupid people already have all the answers. One who is injured ought not to return to the injury, for on no account can it be right to do an injustice, and it is not right to return an injury or to do evil to any man, however much we have suffered from him. I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them think. It is better to change an opinion than to persist in a wrong one. Worthless people live only to eat and drink, People of worth eat and drink only to live. It is not living that matters, but living rightly. 10 wise words from Plato, a student of Socrates and a Greek philosopher. He lived from 427 BC to 347 BC. He was best known as the father of idealism in philosophy. Plato said, "Excellence is not a gift, but a skill that takes practice. We do not act rightly because we are excellent. In fact, we achieve excellence by acting rightly." Good actions give strength to ourselves and inspire good actions in others. Every heart sings a song, incomplete, until another heart whispers back. Those who wish to sing always find a song. In politics, we presume that everyone who knows how to get votes knows how to administer a city or a state. When we are ill, we do not ask for the handsomest physician or the most eloquent one. If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet. Wise men speak because they have something to say, fools because they have to say something. Only the dead have seen the end of war. The beginning is the most important part of the work. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. No one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. There are two things a person should never be angry at: what they can help and what they cannot. 10 wise quotes from Aristotle. He was a student of Plato and a Greek philosopher who lived from 384 BC to 322 BC. He was responsible for breaking fields of knowledge into categories as we know them today. Categories such as biology, politics, chemistry, psychology, and the likes of them. He was also the teacher of Alexander the Great. Aristotle said, "You will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor." We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Learning is not child's play. We cannot learn without pain. A friend to all is a friend to none. Dignity does not consist in possessing honors, but is the consciousness that we deserve them. Be a free thinker and don't accept everything you hear as truth. Be critical and evaluate what you believe in. No great mind has ever existed without a touch of madness. Those who know do, those that understand teach. The soul never thinks without an image. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. Good habits formed at youth make all the difference. To avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. 10 wise quotes from Pericles. He was a Greek who was known for being a master at oratory. He lived from 495 BC to 429 BC. Pericles said, "What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others." Freedom is a sure possession of those alone who have the courage to defend it. I am more afraid of our own mistakes than our enemy's design. Future ages will wonder at us as the present age wonders at us now. Just because you do not take an interest in politics doesn't mean politics won't take an interest in you. The whole earth is a tomb of heroic men, and their story is not given only on stone over their clay, but abides in everywhere without visible symbol woven into the stuff of other men's lives. Famous men have the whole earth as a memorial. You don't need a plan. Sometimes you just need. Those who can truly be accounted brave are those who best know the meaning of what is sweet in life and what is terrible, and then go out on this head to meet what is to come. Having knowledge but lacking the power to express it clearly is no better than never having any ideas at all. We do not imitate, but we are a model to others. It is not poverty that is disgraceful, but the failure to struggle against it. Finally, we are going to move down to the 1800s with 10 wise quotes from Albert Einstein. He was a German-born theoretical physicist who lived from 1879 to 1955. He developed the special and general theories of relativity and won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1921. Albert Einstein said, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." Imagination is everything. It is a preview of life's coming attractions. Weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. I never think of the future, it comes soon enough. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. The only way to escape the corruptible effect of praise is to go on working. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, other is as though everything is a miracle. Imagination is more important than knowledge. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. You never fail until you stop trying. Not everything that counts can be counted, and not everything that can be counted counts. Now in Africa, we also have a lot of adages and quotes and proverbs that we apply in our daily lives. Let's go see 10 wise quotes from the African origins. Teeth does not see poverty. And this simply means even when circumstances are dire, people still manage to find something to smile about. Only a fool tests the depth of a sea with both feet, or of a river with both feet. It means don't leap into situations without first thinking about the consequences. Do not look where you feel, but where you slipped. Meaning, rather than dwelling on your mistake, look at what caused you to make the mistake. The best way to eat an elephant in your path is to cut him up into little pieces. Meaning, the best way to solve a problem is to tackle it bit by bit, one step at a time. He who does not know one thing knows another. Meaning, No one can know everything, but everyone knows something. Rain beats the leopard's skin, but it does not wash out the spots. Meaning, no matter how hard you try, you cannot change another person's character. A roaring lion knows no game. Meaning, sitting around and talking about something gains nothing. Instead, try to walk towards your goal slowly and quietly. Do not call the forest that shelters you a jungle. Meaning, do not disrespect or insult anyone who shares your burdens and responsibilities or who takes care of you. Rain does not fall on one roof alone. Meaning, trouble does not discriminate. It comes to everyone at some point. Ears that do not listen to advice accompany the head when it is chopped off. Meaning, a person who does not heed advice will suffer the consequences. And that is where we draw the curtain on the famous quote for today. Remember, these are not just words written, but they're also words that can help shape in our behaviors and our lives and also make us wiser. I would like to round up with a quote from Dave Banger. Dave Banger is not a historian, he's not an ancient figure, okay? He exists right here in our time. Anyway, he said, listening to a podcast, reading a book, listening to an audiobook, and watching films is not a waste of time. It's how somebody becomes wise. So I hope listening to this podcast today has definitely made you wiser. Okay, we're going to continue with the third part series of the Julius Caesar saga by next week Thursday. His continuous rise to power, which ultimately led to his assassination. So, until next Throwback Thursday, keep making history. Bye.